Many people who walk through the doors of Unity North have come looking for an open hand, looking for an open place where they can explore, where they can work with spiritual principles and find a safe place to be able to explore and not be told you have to believe a certain way. They stay a while, they reflect, they learn, they share, and they work with the principles that we teach in Unity. And eventually they decide that they have found a place that they can call their home. And they make the very important and sacred decision to become members of this family, of this community, and commit their time, their energy, their efforts to the powerful work that we do here at Unity North. Today, we take just a moment to welcome these new members. In Unity, we make no claim, absolutely no claim, that we have a corner on the market of truth. Instead, we pray and know that the living spirit of truth that we're all exploring is found within our teachings, guides each of these new members to a very personal relationship with the light and the love and the life and the God of their own understanding. And we pray together as a community as they join us, as they step into membership, that each one of these spiritual seekers finds a safe place to continue their evolving path. As they step into membership, they are becoming part of a family, yes? A family that supports, a family that uplifts, a family that dedicates itself to being available for the good of the whole as well as the good of the individual. I'm going to read the names of those that are stepping into, and I'm going to invite you. I sometimes ask you to hold your applause. There's 11 of them, but I need the break from talking on the mic. So after each name, I'm going to invite you to hoot and to holler and to welcome them with all the love that you've got in your heart. And so we welcome to our home the light and the love of Justin Bannister. I'm missing. Linda, where are you? Patsy, where are you? Sometimes we just have to serve ourselves and there isn't anybody there to give us the rope. We find the love anyway. Justin, we'll take care of your beautiful wife. Please welcome to this community, this family, Christy DiPietro. And I want you to know that this family that's up there, the two of them, they travel over an hour to get to us every single Sunday. And since they found us, they haven't missed one Sunday. Please welcome to your hearts this moment the heart and the love of Jody Brookfield. And she's usually at first service we see her, but she's brought a contingency with her because she is a bright light. Please welcome to your community and to this family, Valerie Daniel. And one thing we require of our membership is if we butcher your name, you are very forgiving of the minister, but we are so delightful to have the light of Rosemary De Pasque. Was I close? And they are a dynamic duo. Her husband is also joining the community. Will you please welcome the light and love of Scott McCormick? And it keeps growing and it keeps growing. Please put your hands together to welcome the light and love of Jennifer Garrett. And the good expands, the good continues to expand in our community, in our hearts, and the good that we are creating with the gift that Barbara Livingston is to our community. Welcome, Barbara. And we have another family joining us, and Tyler Smith is going to stand in for the whole family because his wife may be going into labor as we speak at home. We send love, but please welcome Tyler and Jennifer Smith. Tyler, I told Tyler he's hereby excused if his phone goes off and he has to leave quickly. We'll understand why. And last but not least, we welcome the light, the love, the magnificent expression that is Kylie Von Drebber. The master teacher told us, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. In the midst of all of you today who are making a commitment that we don't take lightly at Unity North, is the presence of love, of beauty, of wisdom, of power, of dedication, the love that you share with this community today. They have open hearts to receive the good and the bounty that you bring to us. By your attendance today and in the membership class that you have taken, you are speaking to this congregation that you wish to be received into full and active membership, yes? This commitment is not to be taken lightly, but it is recognized as a statement to the universe of your willingness to exponentially grow, to accelerate your spiritual growth, yes? It is also a commitment to work side by side with each other and with this congregation for the spiritual evolution of not only yourself as an individual, but the spiritual family as a whole. That's a gift. You're joining this community today, but you're offering everybody in this room a gift, and I thank you for the gift that you are, the gift that you bring to this community. So I have a few questions for you before we proceed. After each of my questions, respond with, I do. Do you promise to honor all the paths to God and to live the principles of unity through your thoughts, your words, and your actions? Do you promise to offer your friendship, your love, your unique spiritual perspective, and your desire to spiritually grow with this family? Do you promise to support Unity North Atlanta Church with your time, your energy, and your talents? Do you promise to never, ever argue with the minister, ever? And to agree with everything he's... No, oh, that's... I got the wrong script, sorry. Finally, do you recognize the one power, the one love, the one presence that expresses beautifully and uniquely as you and as the other members of this congregation, as we all join hands, spirits, hearts, and intentions to create a community that is a testimony to love in action? Family, that is a gift that you are receiving. Don't take it lightly. They're one with you, and they're recognizing that with you. And so I invite you, as your statement and your pledge of faith to this community, to repeat after me. We, as students of truth, united in spirit, and drawn into cooperation through invisible bonds of love and oneness, dedicate ourselves to this community and to the well-being of this congregation. And so, family, this is an opportunity to open your hearts and to bless them. If you are led and able, I invite you to stand and to put all of the love and gratitude that you have in your heart to these people, these beautiful people who say, I want to recognize my oneness with you. And we sing the words Namaste, which simply means the God in me, the good in me, the light in me beholds that in you. Let us sing together with one voice. Namaste, Namaste. My heart sings, Namaste. The good in me beholds the good in thee. Namaste, Namaste, Namaste. We know that love is in a circle, so I'm going to invite them to hold their rose up. That rose is a symbol of the love by which they embrace you, you embrace them. A symbol of strength that needs tending, but a strength, a symbol of beauty, that there's more beauty to happen in the world as a result of the circle that is created. And so let us join our voices with them as we all sing, Namaste, Namaste, the good in me, the love in me, beholds the love and the good in you. Namaste, Namaste. Namaste, Namaste. invite you to stand there. You can put the rose down, but we're going to bless them, congregation. You know the routine, right? We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the light as each and every one of you, and then we blow them a great big kiss. New members, new family members, new members of Unity North, together we say, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the light as each and every one of you. Together, we love you, we love you, we really, really love you. Mwah! On behalf of the board, on behalf of the staff and this congregation, I welcome you into full and active membership. Make some noise, Unity North. I told them to stand there and receive it because that's important. Okay, you can be seated now. Thank you. This is the moment where I wish Danielle was here to tell me what we do next. I believe it's a meditation. Thank you, Avril. The role of Danielle will be played by Avril Maynard. We are celebrating generations today. We'll be celebrating next week another younger generation. But today we are celebrating the ancestors. We are celebrating the gray hairs among us, or the loss of hair among us. It's all welcome here. It's all holy and sacred. And so I invite you to sing this chant as the lights begin to come down and we prepare our hearts, the altar of our hearts, to honor and bring in the people that are in this room that are not here physically present, but they absolutely are a part of the longevity of this community and this family. 5,000 ancestors standing beside me, 5,000 ancestors living, let's repeat that again, 5,000 ancestors standing beside me, 5,000 ancestors living inside their strength, their courage, their wisdom and power, their strength, their courage, their will. Let's do it one more time, a little softer. 5,000 ancestors standing beside me, 5,000 ancestors living inside me, 5,000 ancestors standing beside me, 5,000 ancestors living their strength, their power, wisdom, their wisdom and power, their strength, their courage, their wisdom, again, their strength, their courage, their wisdom and power, their strength, their courage, their wisdom and power.
I invite you at this time to adjust your posture so that you are sitting tall and well. The spine and antenna stretching upward gently, yet supported by the chair. The feet grounding into the floor. The grounding and the upright commingling at the level of the body. Allow the body to just be at ease, a wave of relaxation moving down from the top of your head without moving, just allowing all the way down to the feet, and then from the feet up to the top of the head. And then shifting the awareness inward through the breath. Beginning to take long, slow, deep, mindful breaths. Maybe in through the nose or in through the nose and out through pursed lips. Whichever way you just feel most at ease. When you exhale, we release, relax anything that is unuseful at this time. And as you inhale, you fill up with whatever you need to be just fully present. Maybe you exhale anger and inhale joy. You can exhale loneliness and inhale connection. Exhale stagnation and inhale vital energy. Then allow your gaze to move inward into the cave of the heart, as if you were looking right into the indwelling space of the soul. As you gaze inward, as you feel inward, as you listen inward to the heart, just feel openness, expansion, warmth. In that space, whether or not you knew them, whether or not you know them, whether or not you like them, I invite you to the best of your ability to visualize your parents. It can be a beautiful memory, it may be a difficult memory, but just pausing for a moment in the space of the heart, in the field of love, acknowledging the two beings that joined so that you are in this now moment. And then stretching a little further. Perhaps you knew them, perhaps you didn't, perhaps you liked them, maybe not. Your grandparents, four energies combining so that you could be in this now moment. Then your eight great-grandparents, maybe you never even knew their names. Stretching back, 16 great-great-grandparents. Think of the lattice that begins to form heart to heart, moment to moment. We are those people. We also share so much DNA. Think of the animals, the plants, the entire web of life that we see in this now moment manifesting at the point of each and every one of us. There really is one energy that just keeps flowing through space and time. Just for a moment, feel that energy from your heart to your neighbor's heart, to your neighbor's heart, beyond this room, beyond those watching on the screen, to the entirety of the planet, all intersecting at the level of the heart. Just for a moment, feel that you are completely part of something greater, truly one with everyone in the silence. Remain in that space. In the silence, we are one. One and the same as the center of consciousness, the great wave expanding as space, time, and causation. Remain aware of that silence as you just reflect for a moment on the relative quietness of the mind, on the smoothness of the breath, and on the stillness of the body. Bring back that awareness as you gently open your eyes.
Thank you, Avril. Beautiful as always. There are some days I wish I could just have Avril travel with me wherever I go. And I have those moments and I could go, Avril, get me centered, get me grounded. My wife says that's probably not going to happen. I think that Avril's husband would say the same thing. That's not going to happen. Oh, 5,000 ancestors standing beside us, 5,000 ancestors living in this space, in this room, in this heart, in this life, and in this experience. That can bring me comfort. We're standing as a bridge between what was and what will be. And that comes with a great blessing, but it also comes with a great responsibility, yes? You know, we often joke in this community, lovingly joke, that about the demographic of the gray hair or the lack of hair I mentioned. The reality is we often have fun and we play with the demographic of our age, but today there are no jokes. Today I offer you no jokes, but only honor, respect, and gratitude. Today we gather to look upon the elders of Unity North, the seniors, the pillars, who have tended the seeds of the garden of this community. As they have germinated, as they have bloomed, as they have been tended over and over and over. They are the heartbeat of Unity North. Would you agree? Would you really agree? They are the sacred storytellers of our history who have patiently carved love and light into the fabric of this community longer than some of you have been alive. That puts things in perspective, doesn't it? They have been tending the consciousness of this community longer than some of us have been alive. They stand as the quiet guides, the shining beacons, and the loyal friends whose presence holds our community together. And we've seen some ups and downs in community, haven't we? This community's had its roller coaster ride, yet the seniors are the ones that are in the room that stayed. When it was good, when it wasn't so good, and when we figured it all out, that deserves honor and respect. Unity reminds us that life is forever unfolding. This thing called God, called love, called life is forever expanding. It's becoming more and more and more. And so in that recognition, we understand that we're not isolated. We are not isolated cells or beings or individuals who appeared by some happenstance or by chance or by mistake. We are expressions. We teach this. It's foundational. We, everybody in this room, is an expression of the one divine life that chose to do business as you. But that one life has been growing through countless generations of awakening, of expansion, of multiplication, of amplification. Every soul who has ever walked this earth has added something important. We are breathing the air that they breathed. We are living as the cells that they had in their very body before they ascended. They have brought to the collective consciousness of the earth, but more importantly, the collective consciousness of this family. Yes, we welcome the new members, but we must in the same breath recognize those that don't come here anymore. They are equally a part of the magnificent experience, and we are really, really fortunate and very lucky to have some of those gray hairs still in the room, or gray hairs that have been dyed in the room. These are the seniors who have enlarged our capacity to love, to live, to persevere, and to hope. We don't honor our elders because they are perfect. Let's get real clear about that. I'm going to honor my ancestors, and they were not all perfect, yet they each gave me something vitally important. We honor them because they have paved the path with willing hearts, and they've stayed in the fire and tended the fire even when it was hot. Each generation walking the planet becomes an opening through which divine wisdom enters the world. Each generation in this community has opened a portal for the greater consciousness that you walked into the first time you walked into this place. I put into AI, I said, give me a few poetic lines to really talk about this, and I just love what it came up with. There are mountains that have stood so long, they no longer need to prove their strength. There are rivers that have flowed so faithfully that they no longer need to announce their arrival. There are trees whose deepest essence is not seen above the ground. And so it is with our elders. We gather today because somebody else kept the fire burning. We have a place to walk into every Sunday because somebody kept the fire burning. Someone rose before dawn so that somebody else might sleep. Someone carried grief without allowing it to become bitterness. They are in this room today. Others planted trees whose fruit they will never, ever taste. And they built bridges that they will never, ever cross, yet they built anyway. They planted anyway, and that deserves honor and respect and gratitude. Those who whispered, keep going, when history said, give up, give up. I invite you to hear that whisper today. Close your outer eyes and put your hand upon your heart. There are energies in this room, in the very heart, in the center of your chest. What are they whispering to you today? No matter what you're going through, they're probably whispering, keep going. Get up again. No matter what your mind and your heart or your ego might say, your family might say, the ancestors are whispering, offering you strength and courage and wisdom and power to keep going. Open your eyes. We didn't arrive here alone. On earth, in this room, in this space, we are the prayers of those who have come before us. Yesterday, I got the distinct opportunity to bless another child. I prayed. I've done a lot of memorial services lately, and I said, God, give me a baby blessing. And I think I had the second coming of the Christ in my arms, this beautiful, beautiful baby. Didn't squirm, but every word I spoke was received. I am an ancestor to that child. And I was that child with the ones who held me, and that deserves respect and honor. We are the beneficiaries of the elders that survived wars, that survived rejections, heartbreaks, prejudice, poverty, illness, and countless moments when faith chose to get out of bed one more time. You know, I'm often, when I do any study of history, I look at the hangnails of my life, the things that I complain about, the difficulties of my generation, and then I go study history and go, what am I complaining about? The poverty that both sides of my family had to deal with is tremendous. The difficulties that they had to endure gives me hope and strength that I can get through the hangnails of my difficult world. And our ancestors are not merely behind us. I carry all my grandparents. I look at my hands, and I see the grandmother who taught me to play piano, and I can look at the spots on there. I don't know what you call them, liver spots or age spots or whatever they might be. And I used to curse it. I'm getting older. And now I look at them, and I go, hey, Grandpa. Hi, Grandma. I look at the gray, and somebody recently had not seen me for a while, and the first thing they said, when I said, hey, how you doing? Here's a hug. It's like, and she grabbed my chin, and she said, there's a lot more gray than the last time I saw you. And I said, oh, thanks for noticing. And I had other words I did not speak because they would not be ministerial. Our ancestors are not merely behind us. They breathe with us. They breathe within us. And most importantly, as I look at my hands, they breathe as us. For every kindness that we have inherited, we say thank you. Say that with me. Thank you. For every lesson remembered, we say thank you. For every scar transformed into wisdom, we say thank you. For every story, boring or otherwise, told around the kitchen table, we say thank you. For every wrinkled hand that held ours before we knew how to stand, we say thank you. You see, an elder is not simply someone who has lived a long time. One of the reasons I love this community and I joke about the demographic of our age is because I'm damn proud, and yes, I said damn proud in a church, to be amongst those. You know the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? No, you can't. But what we have are old dogs coming into this place, into this community, saying, I'm willing to keep growing. Michelangelo said at the age of 85, I'm still learning. And every gray hair, you can walk in and see a sea of gray and maybe some wrinkles. Everyone has a story behind it. But every one of them says, I'm here to keep growing. I'm here to keep stretching. I'm here to learn from the young people, from the babies, from those who have something to teach me. Yes, old dogs learn new tricks, and new dogs must also learn the old tricks from those who have grayer beards and gray hair. Yes? You see, wrinkles are not merely marks of age. They are maps. They are stories, they are roadways, they are lines of laughter and loss and birth and goodbyes and hellos and heartaches, answered and unanswered prayers, mistakes and second chances and miraculous survivals. And to not honor that and respect that regularly would be remiss on our part, regardless of the age that we are. And so to the elders, past and present, we all say, thank you. Again, thank you. Every gray hair whispers of generational wisdom that said, the storm has passed, but I did not waver in my commitment and my love. I got through it. Did you notice that this world is really intoxicated with speed and youth? Get fast, novelty, immediacy. I need more, I have to have more, and I need more noise. And the elders remind us that greatness takes its time. Greatness takes its time. Say that with me. Greatness takes its time. They carry the truth in the silence of their heart without shouting. You know what I've found in my years of ministry is that the loudest voice in the room is rarely the most powerful. It's the most quiet voice that holds the most power. And yes, it often comes with a gray beard or wrinkled hands. Elders remind us that listening is a sacred act and that peace is not weakness. It is mastery. It is mastery. Long before books, wisdom traveled by voice. Long before universities, truth sat in circles around a fire. Long before social media, are you as consumed as I am? You know, at first service, I was talking about my addiction to my phone, and then I reached back to get my phone out as an example, and it wasn't there. That's my brain. That's my heart. And I survived first service without it, and I'm going to survive second service without it. Long before social media, there were grandparents, human libraries, the keepers of memory. Let us not forget. Advancement sometimes doesn't mean evolution. Let us advance and evolve all at the same time. Today, we bow in gratitude to those whose footsteps made room for ours.